Now, Saudi Arabia continues its deadly air campaign against Yemen as the civilian death toll from the military campaign keeps rising. In the latest airstrike, Saudi jets targeted Aden's international airport in the south. Earlier, air raids were carried out on the Khor Maksa region in the same province. Elsewhere, three different towns were targeted in northwestern Sa'a of the province. Warplanes also pounded the town of Abs in Hajjah province, hitting medical and sports centers there. On Saturday, fighter jets targeted residential areas in Ma'arib province, killing three women and two children. Riyadh has been carrying out daily attacks on the Arab nation for nearly 3 months now, killing nearly 4,400 people. The attacks occurred despite calls by the United Nations for a ceasefire during the holy month of Ramadan. To discuss that a bit further, we're now being joined by Jalal Fairuz. He's a political commentator, and he also joins us via Skype from London. Mr. Fairuz, many thanks indeed for joining us here on Press TV. As we've just mentioned in our report earlier, the airstrikes against Yemen continued despite many calls, particularly from the UN, for a ceasefire during the holy month of Ramadan. Why do you think Saudi Arabia did not relent?
Well, it seems that the Saudis think that bombarding civilians will put pressure on the Ansarullah and the Houthis, probably when the people will suffer from within Saada itself and all the related areas, then they would put pressure to stop Houthis from progressing. And also the Saudis wanted to put some of the psychologists pressure on the negotiating team of the Houthis in Geneva, but they have failed. Actually, they have shown how brutal they are, even in during Ramadan time. Imagine during the dawn period, the Sahar period, when the people are preparing to fast for next day of Ramadan, they are being bombarded. Today in Bani Adher, in south of Saada, and also in Sana'a, only houses have been bombarded. It is really a big shame. But the most shame is not only on the Saudis, but on the Western media, who are not covering whatever atrocities and all the killing and bloodshed which are the Saudis are doing in Yemen. And also tonight, the Saudis have targeted the airplane of the Houthis, which was about to go to Oman. All these have to be stood very strongly against by the international community, because as the people of Yemen are seeing that the international community is involved, and they have all the responsibility of all the children and women and the old people who are being killed, and the houses which are bombarded.
Indeed. Now, Mr. Fairuz, why aren't these things being raised in Geneva, where the UN's been sponsoring talks between different Yemeni factions? Because it is hard to ignore these bombs that are continuously falling on the Yemeni population.
It's very, very shameful on the United Nations, actually, that they did not ask for immediate ceasefire, because no negotiation, no dialogue can be taking place while all the bombs are falling on the heads of the women and children. The first thing you need to put off the fire, the first principle of any negotiation is to stop bloodshedding of the people. You cannot expect another team to go into talk while the sword is on their neck and the neck of their children. So it was really a shame of the United Nations, but it seems that all the parties, including the Western powers, just want Houthis to treat back and have the old Mansour Hadi's government to be initiated again. But that is far beyond what they imagined, because things have gone beyond that. We have seen how the Yemeni people have got all united, hands in hands, and they have, even the ones who were against the Houthis have turned with the Houthis now, and no one you can see on the ground, almost no one, with Abdurrabbana Rasul Hadi, and okay. All of that is because of all the bloodshed and all the killing which is being done. Even right now, when I'm talking to you, reports are on the Twitter that they are being bombarded on their houses.
Okay, that's political commentator Jalal Fairuz joining us via Skype from London. Mr. Fairuz, it's always a pleasure talking to you on Press TV, sir.